So, my name is Erica LaShawn, and I'm about to be brutally honest with you and give you my story, my background, my truth, my raw, take it or leave it. I don't care what you do with it, but I'm going to share it because it's mine. Anyway, so like I said, I'm Erica LaShawn. I was born in New York City in Bronx Lebanon Hospital in 1986. You know, my parents, they weren't together. You know, they were just, you know, fucking around. You know what I'm saying? Let's be real. He had other children by other women, you know. So he wasn't serious about my mom. Let's keep it real. He would sell drugs, crack, of course, because the 80s, that's what they did. My mom was on crack. You know, me, my brother, my older brother, and my older sister, we ended up being taken away from my mom and my dad due to their crack usage and him selling crack. We were put in foster care where we would shift off to Queens, where we were adopted by Miss Greer and Sarah and Mr. James. I don't remember everyone's like first and last names, but I do remember like them. I have like memories. Like, I remember being hit because something happened. I remember being hit with a wooden spoon by the foster mom, by my foster mom from the system. And she was crazy. And I remember, you know, one of the little boys trying to like do something to me and me trying to explain myself and not being heard. And I feel like that affects me today as a grown woman. It's like, I feel like I have to be heard when I'm speaking. If I feel like I'm not getting my point across or you're not hearing me, I will kirk out, you know, flip out, I will spaz out. It will be bad. But I digress. And then I remember we used to go visit my mom, and our social worker was Mr. Allen. And it wasn't long visits. It was probably like 30 to 45 minute visits. She would come see us, you know, hug us, talk to us, see how we're doing, whatever. Then we'll go back. Then I remember she got us back. Then everything was okay. And then she moved us to Virginia, away from my friends, my family. Like, it was a total culture shock to go from living in a fast pace to living in slow no man's land. Like, shit is crazy. There I went to middle school, high school, you know, met my first love. Well, I won't even call my first love. Somebody I really was liking around the time. Nobody serious. You know, shit like that. But I digress. Let me get back onto my thoughts. Sorry, guys. So then after all that happened, my mom put me out when I was 16. I've been on my own since I was 16. She told me I will be back in 2 weeks because I need her. And I remember telling her, I will never come back. And I never, ever, do you hear the stress on the ever, come back? Because I had to prove to her that I was not going to be that crackhead that she said I would be. I would not be pregnant. I would not be on drugs. I would not be pimping myself out. None of the things that she said that I would be doing. Like, she never brought me up. She always put me down. And I feel like as a mother, you should always uplift your daughters, make them feel like they're queens, not make them feel like they're some slut or they're going to be a hoe or slut because you were. I know I came out of you, but I'm not you. And I feel like sometimes as adults, you know, they don't think of that when we're children. Like, just because you are out here running around, thot and bopping, sucking, fucking, and all that doesn't mean that your offspring will do the same. You can't prejudge offspring by its cover. Like, you know, I don't know, but I digress. So after she put me out, you know, moving along, my sister passed away when I was 24 years old from an asthma attack. And when that happened, it was like a knife to the gut, the heart, the chest, whatever. It was just like no air in me. That day, I feel like I changed. And when I say I changed, I mean I changed. It was more like, fuck everybody. It's about me. I became more selfish because that's what people were showing me. People were showing me that they didn't have my back. I lost a lot of friends when she died. People became acting funny. You know, it's true. You never know how much you miss something or someone until it's gone. And I miss her because that's somebody that I was with every day, all day. Me, her, and my niece. And it kills me that I don't see my niece. That's a whole nother story in the story. But I digress. Then, you know, moving along, I meet my fiance when I'm 28. We get engaged, you know, working two restaurants, working our jobs, living life, working on getting married soon. My life is great. So I can honestly say that anything and everything I've been through made me stronger. And whoever said I wasn't going to be anything, fuck you, because I'm everything. Now put that in your basket, bitch. Excuse my language, but this is me keeping it raw, funky, real. If anybody's feeling my story or would like to know details about any part of my story, I will go into it. I just didn't want to make this a long podcast. But thank you for listening and seeing me and allowing me to be transparent for you. Good night.